It appears increasingly likely that three former Massachusetts prosecutors will be punished for the way they handled a state drug lab scandal. The three former assistant attorneys general are accused of withholding evidence that suggested more cases might have been impacted by potentially tainted drug tests. The prosecutors' own attorneys are recommending reprimands or a temporary loss of their license to practice law. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been long following this story and joins us this morning with the latest. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Bob.
So the attorneys for both sides have now filed their recommendations for sanctions against these three former assistant AGs. What do they say?
Well, the attorneys for the three former prosecutors, John Verner, Ann Kaczmarek, and Chris Foster, filed their recommendations for sanctions just last week. Attorneys for Kaczmarek, who had the most direct responsibility over evidence, say she should face a short-term suspension of her law license at most. Verner's and Foster's attorneys are recommending an admonition or a public reprimand, but Bar Counsel, which prosecuted the complaint against these three, says Kaczmarek should be disbarred, and as for Verner and Foster, Bar Counsel says they should lose their law license for a year and one day. Bob, that length of suspension would require them to apply to have their licenses reinstated.
Tell us more about what these three former state prosecutors are accused of doing.
Well, the complaint against them says they did not disclose evidence from the case of former state chemist Sonia Farrick. She was convicted back in 2014 of using many of the drugs she was supposed to be testing at the Amherst Drug Lab, and thousands of criminal cases were dismissed because of her misconduct. When Farrick was charged, the AG's office said that she had been using drugs for just a short time, so not much of her testing was affected. But defense attorneys fought for, and one of them eventually found, these mental health worksheets that were discovered in a police search of Farrick's car. Those worksheets showed that Farrick had actually been using drugs for quite some time, so even more of her testing might have been compromised. And these three former assistant AGs are accused of not properly turning over that evidence to district attorneys who prosecuted cases based on the evidence that Farrick had tested.
How unusual is it for a prosecutor to face a disciplinary hearing? I have to think it's very unusual.
Oh, yeah, very unusual. In Massachusetts, prosecutors are rarely punished. And if they are, it's usually with a reprimand or a short-term suspension.
And these recommended punishments for these three come after hearings were held on those accusations last year and the three attorneys testified.
That's right. This has been a long process. A special hearing officer for the Board of Bar Overseers, which oversees charges of attorney misconduct, held lengthy hearings last year. And the hearing officer then issued a report finding that all three of these former prosecutors played a role in not turning over evidence. The report was most critical of Ann Kaczmarek and said that she actively misled her colleagues. Now, Foster's attorneys say that she was an inexperienced lawyer who was relying on others to turn over these materials. And Verner's attorneys say that he was a supervisor who was relying on his subordinates to do what they were supposed to do. And interestingly, Bob, Verner's attorneys submitted dozens of letters of support, and among them is one from Verner's current employer, who is Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins. And as you know, she is in line to become the next U.S. attorney for Massachusetts.
Right. Okay, Deb, so what happens from here?
So the next step is for a special hearing officer to recommend punishment, which will then be voted on by the Board of Bar Overseers. Former BBO member attorney Liz Mulvey says it's likely the board will consider how these drug lab scandals have profoundly affected the state's criminal justice system. This is what she said.
It certainly makes an intuitive sense that the overall impact on the justice system should be a factor in determining discipline. But off the top of my head, I can't think of a real good analogy for something that has caused anything near this scope of harm.
And after the BBO votes, the state Supreme Judicial Court will then review the possible punishments and determine whether to approve them.
So then, Deb, in the big picture, is this drug lab debacle, which, is, as you have pointed out, has been going on for almost a decade at this point, is it almost over?
Not by a long shot, Bob. This discipline itself is going to take some time. Then there are cases pending, efforts to dismiss more criminal charges. There are class action lawsuits from those charged with crimes based on potentially compromised evidence. So the state will be cleaning up this mess for quite some time.
Okay. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks a lot for your reporting this morning.
You're welcome.